What is happening, my loves? Welcome to another beautiful Friday on this hour of love, 6 p.m., on the day of love, 6 p.m. All right. You are listening to The Master's Playground. My name is Chrissy Stereo. Before I kick off anything, let me just ground out for a minute. Let me just highlight. Okay, man. Is anybody else aggro out there? Is anybody else kind of being tested with like an internal Okay, welcome to my Friday, man. And I'm like, whoa, drive-by moment. Okay, let me tune in. Om Namo Gurudev Namo. Om jumped out of that last little chant right there. You know, I found myself sort of getting ready to start this party. Okay. The Master's Playground, Chrissy Stereo. Tonight, our topic is companionship. Yes, the company you keep, the company you keep, the company you keep dictates your success. Location, location, location. Where are you? Right on. Companionship and collaboration. Collaborating with someone or others is about consciously creating your life. Collaboration is about how you interact and the companionship you are choosing, where you choose to be, and how you choose to interact while there. Collaboration is about how you make choices for yourself while in the midst of family, friends, community, and the world at large. Okay, let me highlight one thing before I jump further into this topic, okay? Today, we are moving forward with accepting calls. What? Yes, I am now starting to perform free Kabbalah Tarot readings on air. So if you're not too shy, or even if you are, give a little fake name, you know, reach out and just go, yeah, I'm Bob. My name is Bob. I would like a reading, you know. Anyway, so you can go ahead and reach us at... what's the number? 1-800-893-9562. Wow, it's totally all over that board right there. So it's 1-800-893-9562. And here we go, moving forward. All right, so companionship, collaboration, you know, it's really about how we collaborate in this world. So let's begin with discussing the umbrella of consciousness. You may recall that I brought this up not so long ago. And the umbrella of consciousness is basically the people that you choose to kick it with, the vibration that you choose to resonate, right? So it's who you choose to associate with. And the fact of the matter is, you have a lot of choice as to who this tribe would, is around you. You know, aside from your family, right? You know, I mean, I would always take the Pepsi challenge and argue, we chose our family. You know, we totally did. So, you know, in a way, we're like, yeah, put me there. But aside from our family, we can choose who our friends are. We can choose where we work, who we choose to work with, and where we want to be, you know, where to be. So we have a lot of freedom in really complementing our lives with these surrounding energies. It really means that you choose the collective consciousness. You choose the collective consciousness that you choose to stand with, right? And as you do so, that's the umbrella consciousness. Then you find yourself in different situations, you know? And once you find yourself in a certain, scenery, if you will, you know, with this collective consciousness around you, this your personal collective consciousness, what do? When they're around. Like, for example, let's say they freakout.com. I don't know. It's one of those days, right? The people that you run with are just freaking out. You know, they're just like, oh my God, da-da-da, you know, whatever it is, right? So dramatics are had, you know, it could be a personal thing and everyone jumps on board. But what do you choose to do in that moment? Now you could choose to be in the mix, all up in it, you know, or you could choose to simply breathe and witness so that you are not overwhelmed by with the external. And this is something that I highly recommend during this holiday season as we're surrounded with our loved ones, you know, the aunts and uncles we haven't seen in a little while that somehow, no, this is not my story, but I'm just totally playing, somehow they offer a little trigger. You know, or the niece or nephew who's not quite getting it and they're just like, ugh, you know, whatever. So witness your experience. Breathe. Consciously breathe. Now, this particular episode goes hand in hand with last week's episode. Last week's episode was about letting go of our egos, you know, and I bring this up because as we move forward with the information in this episode, one key note to really highlight is that if our ego gets involved, we will mess things up from the get-go. So as you chew on that, like, you know, peacefully, I want to play a song that puts a lot of emphasis on the process of emerging and offers it back to you as to whether or not you choose to emerge into a higher state of being. So with that, let me find it. Okay, enjoy. Thank you. Yes, the choice is yours. You don't have to be anything in this world. You really don't. But, you know, in the song, what I really dig about that song is that it captured the agony of not acting, you know, meaning like moving forward with that fire, thus the scream at the very end. Ah, oh, my God. You know, it's torture. It's torture if you're not your authentic self. Hi, everyone. Yes, my name is Chrissy Stereo. I'm still unwinding from the day, kind of reflecting, you know, kind of going through a moment of like pointing the finger and then going, wait. Okay, I'm pointing the finger, so let me stop and do my work and see what I have to find out about myself here. So that's my state of consciousness in this particular episode. Anyways, in this episode, we are talking about companionship. And it's really honing in on how the company that you keep dictates your success, right? The umbrella consciousness, the umbrella consciousness. And that, you know, highlights who you're kicking it with, you know? You know, are you in the mix all the time with them? The play-by-play of the dramas? Or are you bearing witness? Now, let's go a little step further here. How specifically does it dictate your level of success in this world? Well, this great author by the name of Brian Tracy. Brian Tracy has highlighted that there are four main areas that you can shift in your life to cause a great increase in your life. Okay, so we're gonna embrace this. What's going on, Brian Tracy? All right, area number one that you can shift, your thinking, right? And this is all about, you know, how you start thinking about that big increase in your life. You know, the exciting things happening for you. And the key word is right now. You know, so when you have these positive affirmations in your world, you don't say, okay, one day I would like $1 million. Right? There's other sayings in the world that say, act as if. It has that resonance. Yeah. When you start focusing on feeling happy, successful, and rich, or prosperous, what have you, then you'll attract more of that. So we've heard all of this, right? We've heard that. We've heard this through The Secret, you know, the positive thinking, Abraham Hicks, you know, so we kind of know that. So yes, one of the major areas in your life that you can shift is your thinking. Good talk. Okay. Area number two, your environment. Yes. Are you taking notes out there? I just felt like a pencil. I heard a pencil writing. Okay, all right. Shift your environment. To change the consciousness of your money zone, if you will, you have to change your comfort zone. This will allow you to open up to new possibilities in life and business, increasing to a new level requires that you break out of your current state and break into your next level. When you shift your environment, you shift what you can attract and accomplish in your life. Okay, so comfort zone, right? What's an example of that? I don't know, like this week, do something that you've been afraid of doing. That's your comfort zone, right? Go for it. Just completely go for it. You know, even if you're scared, that's where breath techniques come in. You know, where you're able to go ahead and just be very present with your own breath, focusing on your heart and how the lungs hug and act as a, you know, pillow to your heart. You know, breathe your way through that thing that you're scared of doing. You know, place those calls. Well, it's a holiday week, but you know what I'm saying. Put this on your overall action plan, right? But still, make those calls. Do whatever it is that makes you uncomfortable. Or better yet, something you wish you can do. You know? Because that's an invitation from your higher self to go for it. Right. Okay, so that's two areas that you could shift in your life. Very nice. Very, very nice. Okay, so what is the third option? Shift who you hang with. What? Yes. Okay, so dig this. This is my favorite one. And I've been hip to this for a while now. For, decade. Success is a collaboration of the right relationships at the right time in your life. Who you spend your time with determines how far you will go. Your income and current life outcome is closely related to the company that you keep. The five closest people to you are causing you to either attract, increase, or decrease. Wow. What? The people that I kick it with determine my success. This is heavy stuff, man. This is my favorite one. I've been hip to this for about a decade, I think. You know, so. But more recently, as I've become a lot more self, I guess you could say, embodied, everything is frequency, right? Everything is frequency. So think about it. You know, the people that you're rolling with in this world, if everything is frequency and we're all, you know, we're all emoting a frequency because we're light, right? And so imagine the five closest lights, if you will, and their radiance dictates this overall governing pulse for your reality, right? That's some wow stuff. I mean, it makes total sense, you know? But quickly, you know, take a snapshot and ask yourself, who are the five closest people in my world? Right? It'll have you reconsidering a few things. So with this point, it's important that one hangs out with people who have a future. Hang with people who want to go somewhere. And remember, you are the average of the five closest people that you hang out with. Hanging with like-minded people will help you focus more on delayed self-gratification and get you closer to your goals. Right? So you can't really be kicking it with Debbie Downer and saying, oh my God, I'm so happy in this world. You know, because that's going to, you know. Anyways, I'll leave the auditing up to you guys. The five closest people. Okay, so what's next? The final point that Brian Tracy communicates is to shift what you do daily. To increase your income, you'll have to take action. Lots of action. The difference between success and failure depends on how fast you can act. Set a goal to develop your ideas quickly. Do not procrastinate. Don't hold up your progress by waiting for the perfect conditions. Taking action gives you the capacity to overcome virtually all obstacles in your path. When you act first on your ideas, the how will show up. Let me stop right there real quick. And I can only refer to myself, you know, so hey, right on, good talk, right? Because I only know my experience. The how is always up to God. That's my truth, right? Like, I always put it out there, like, okay, this is what I'm going to do, and and I'm going to go ahead and make this happen, and here are my goals, and I'm going for it, and and I trust it and allow the how to God. So, as Brian Tracy's highlighting, the how will show up. Lots of people have ideas, but few ever decide to do something about them. Ideas are the beginning points of all fortune. So the invitation here is to delve into your ideas, create a strategy, and take action. So yes, loves, that was really, really good. Those are the four areas in your life that you can shift to increase your level of abundance, income, success. Right? So with that, I'm going to go ahead and shift into another song. You are listening to The Master's Playground. My name is Chrissy Stereo, and tonight we are looking at all things companionship and collaboration, how the frequency within us and around us dictates our overall success in life. So next up, I want to play a very playful song. Yeah. All right. So the song that I'm going to play, one keynote that I always like to say, you know, the more and more that I guess you could say I lift the veils in my meditations and, you know, really get down to the core matter of, you know, of what's true and what's real, and when people have their ego in the way and, ugh, and then when I'm triggered and la, 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 all this stuff. It is a mess out there, man. It is genuinely a mess, and it requires hands-on work. So this song inspired me because it simply has the word mess in it. Enjoy. I thought there was another verse. I was lip syncing and it didn't quite work out. That's so great. Anyway, so yeah, the B-52s, Dance This Mess Around. How profound, yes? Don't you agree? Very good, very good. So in this episode, we are talking about all things companionship, collaboration, things of that nature. We've explored, you know, four major areas to pay attention to because it really does dictate the level of success that you achieve in this world, you know, and things that you can be proactive with to help navigate your reality. Yes, very nice, very nice. Now, as a reminder, and I do say that there are people listening. We have like these graphs and stuff that we could like monitor during the show. People are listening, man. So this is my invitation. You are more than welcome to call 1-800-893-9562. Do you have a question for the Kabbalah Tarot? Free. It's free. So give us a call and I'll pull a few cards for you and see what the cards say. Now, I anticipate people are still sort of debating whether or not they're going to call. You know, I would be the same way. I'm like, I don't know. Do I dial those digits? Do I ask a question? Oh, my God. Will people recognize my voice? Yes. All right. So let's go into one last area here. And we have a call. We have a call. Yay! Somebody took me up on the invitation.
Hi.
Hello. You are on the Master's Playground. My name is Chrissy Stereo. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, Chrissy Stereo. This is Saren.
Saren, how are you? I love you. How are you?
I'm good. I'm wonderful. Thank you. And I'm happy to be able to call in with a question. I'm
yes.
so excited.
Right. Well, you are calling in on the Day of Love during the Hour of Love. So how can I be a vehicle of service for you this evening?
Well, first, I want to start by saying thank you for the episode tonight. I'm really enjoying it. I love the topic. And I just feel like the more people know about this, the more we'll all kind of get our crap together, including myself, everybody,
yeah.
everybody.
The mess, right?
So thank you.
Yeah,
and,
you're welcome.
My question, I'm not quite sure how to phrase the question. It's a little off topic in terms of the show today, but I'm looking at moving, and I'd like to know, I guess what it is I'd like to know is what energy can I contribute to helping that happen? Like, how can I work with the universe to get that going?
Okay. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and draw three cards for you. I'm feeling the magical trine for insight.
Okay.
So, one second. Well, first and foremost, let me highlight that you ended up getting a very beautiful, beautiful outlook here. The very first card that's being presented to you from Spirit is the King of Cups. Yes. So let's dive into what Cups means. Cups highlight your environment overall. And as I flip through my book, one second here, okay? All right. So with the King of Cups, it's a reminder that you know what you want, that you've made up your mind. It's very strong and established. It also has a resonance of a mature, loving nature who acknowledges and incorporates their spiritual identity into all levels of their life. Okay. Yeah.
Can I point out why that might be really funny?
Yeah, sure.
Because I'm looking in the little town I live in the downtown area, because there's a lot of live-work buildings, like old homes, but
uh-huh.
they're also, you know, dentists, doctors, all this kind of stuff. So uh-huh. I would love to be able to use, say, a front room as a yoga studio. So I would be incorporating
right.
all levels of my spirituality and my existence there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In this card, what I'm getting is that you already have the vision. You already know
yes.
what you want. So,
yes.
you know, and it's also highlighting that you're already doing the work by incorporating, you know, and acknowledging that Spirit is in all levels of your life. So that's actually wonderful. That's actually the true vision, if you will. And so,
thank you. That resonates.
You're welcome. You're welcome. So it's also saying that it's a creative individual that can express themselves art in an artistic way. So there's a lot of magic with this particular card. So that's the first card that was presented. Okay. So it's just highlighting for me. It's like, okay, you're rolling with spirit. So we're good. Next card. Right. So one second is the Nine of Pentacles. And with the nine, it's further down on the Tree of Life, the Kabbalah Tree of Life. And so, excuse me. It's highlighting that things are very tangible and physical of what is being achieved. And that one can see it as reaping its benefits. So it's really like you already have it in your vision. You could already see it happening. So this is really tapping into this whole, you know, I guess you could say the mastery of thought, the mastery of accomplishment, attainment, because, you know, the pentacles deal with, you know, that which is manifest, right? So it's also a serenity being achieved by understanding the perfection of the world that we are surrounded, we have surrounded ourselves with, and by our acts of consciousness. So it's really, for me, highlighting that you can achieve this. It's already further down the Tree of Life. So it's highlighting that it's in you. Like, I kind of feel like
I'm on my way.
Yeah, like I feel like a snapping of a finger, like, boom, it's just going to happen. You know. So the last card that Spirit is highlighting. So this is, you know, any questions so far on what's happening with the reading?
No, it just, it's confirming and affirming, you know, some of like what I've been up to, obviously. Mm-hmm. It's showing itself, so I'm loving that. And I'm just curious for the third card.
Oh my gosh, okay, drum roll. The third card, as had by Spirit in regards to, you know, your question. It is the Queen of Pentacles, Queen of Discs. Mm. And as we know, with queens, they have this really great sort of self-embodied, content, and stable energy, right? You never really, well, I'm not sure in my history books, but you never really see a queen that's freaking out. You know, she tends to have a very regal presence to her, one that's, you know, very calm and like a, you know, still waters when really deep, right? So here we have a mature woman who's a strong and loving character. It's highlighting how this queen does not have anxiety, has a good level of satisfaction with what has existed, and there's a lot of contentment involved. It is also, this particular queen is the symbol of Venus in Taurus. And as we know, all things Taurus embrace art, beauty, strength. You know, there's a great nurturing quality to, you know, this Taurus energy. So yeah. It's also highlighting...
And I'm a Taurus.
Yeah, right on. So it's also highlighting that it's fertility, creativity, and it's a pregnancy, right?
Beautiful.
So okay. With a pregnancy, we already know there's a due date coming, right? So
yeah.
For me, I'm hearing that, you know, and the cards are highlighting that the conditions are ripe and you're at a stage now where you're ready to give birth.
Yeah.
So it sounds like you already have the vision. You're rolling with spirit. That's my new saying, by the way. I'm rolling with spirit. And you know,
you
right on. And you have, you're ready to manifest this, thus, i.e. birth. So
yes,
congratulations absolutely. On your new vision. It sounds like, you know, it may just come in time for Christmas, the new year, the first, you know, this winter harvest, if you will, seems like the period where this will start to manifest, if not manifest as a whole.
Okay, beautiful. Thank you for the confirmation, affirmation, and
you're more
even
than
more
welcome.
Excitement too.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm sending so much love to you, Saren. Thank you so much for calling the Master's Playground, and you know?
Thank you for the reading, and thank you for your work in the world. I'm enjoying it.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Okay, love you long time.
Love you too.
All right.
Be well.
You too. Have a beautiful evening.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. You are listening to The Master's Playground. My name is Chrissy Stereo, and we just did our first reading. What? Our first call-in reading. That was hot. That was great. Okay. So we're coming towards the tail end. Man, you know, I got to tell you, this show flies by. You know, I feel like I barely sit down, play a couple songs, and I'm like, okay, peace out. All right, everyone do your work. I got to go. Got to go, right? All right. So what have we highlighted in this episode? It's about your your companionship, your collaborating in the world and being consciously aware. I mean, truly aware of who you are rolling with, right? Who the five people that are closest to you vibrationally dictate the level of success, right? You know, it's funny. It reminds me of something I always tell my brother. You know, I always say, all right, you know, some of his friends are totally, you know, bros. They'll kick it with him, you know, but some of them, you know, and this is not a judgment, but some of them, you know, just don't have really high aspirations, right? So I'm like, all right, Ken, we got to get you off of this frequency, you know, and get you over to, you know, a slightly more, you know, reflective quality of where you want to go. Anywho, he came to mind. So I invite you to pay attention to the people that you roll with. Are the individuals who have a future? Do they want to go somewhere? You know, are they ambitious? Are they driven? You know, that's the type of energy you want around you. Remember, you are the average of the five. So take stock. So closing out a little bit, I want to highlight a little bit of what Yogi Bhajan says concerning companionship. And first he starts to talk about how if you don't practice something, you do not experience a thing. You cannot understand that thing. It does not become your concept or companion. Your knowledge is your companion. Your vastness is your companion. Your totality is your companion. Your reality is your companion. We have another call. Okay, so with that, hi, this is Chrissy Stereo. You've called The Master's Playground.
Hi, this is Steve.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
Pretty good.
Good talk. So what could I do for you today? We are giving, you know, we're reading Kabbalah Tarot on air. Do you have a question?
Yeah, I'd just like to get a reading. I'm just going to let, you know, the spirit tell me what I need to know.
Okay, I'm going to do a really quick sort of past, present, future for you, okay? What was your name again, Steve?
Steve, yep, from Chicago.
Hey, Steve from Chicago. Okay.
Oh, wait, let me just say, though, I love the Magi Soundscopes, too. Those are great.
Oh, right on. Thanks so much for tuning in, man. Yeah, you, as you could tell, I'm working. What was that? I work hard for my money. Anyway, so. All right, right on. Okay, so your past is the Three of Cups. Okay. When we deal with the cup energy, we're dealing with, you know, your environment, you know, your surroundings. So with the three, there was a tendency to feel anxious, you know, kind of uncertain about a situation or circumstance. And it kind of just had like this little tone of a kind of like little negative thought pattern, you know, just sort of like, oh, I don't know about this. And it's not bad. You see what I'm saying? It's not like out of control negative thoughts. But it's one of those like, you know. So that's your past. What's beautiful, okay? So that you're leaving, you know, that sort of anxious energy.
Cool.
Presently, where you're at is the Temperance card. And with the Temperance card, this is really great. You know, if you have a tarot card deck, or, you know, in front of you or whatnot, what's really great.
I do most definitely. I know that one by heart.
Oh, you do? Is it your card, man?
Yeah.
So this.
No, it isn't. But it's like, it's cool. With
yes.
The angel and the stepping out of the water. And
exactly.
The
so you are balancing the material with the spiritual with a Temperance card. You know, you have a foot in each realm. So exactly, you know, what's happening there is that you are doing what's best for everyone involved, yourself included, okay? You are blending harmoniously, and you're acting on things in a timely manner. So this card is all about moderation, balance, reflection. You know, it's really just looking at, you know, your relationships, at, you know, through the veil of the absolute of all that is. So this is a really good time frame for you. You know, this is one where you're really honing in on a certain inner serenity because of this balance. Because remember, everything in flow comes into natural balance. So this is great.
Funny, it's been a balance between that and the opposite of that currently, or this whole year actually, but.
Yeah, and I think that's where the negativity, you know what I'm saying? That's where you were like a little bit more anxious. But you're coming into your own here. You're coming into your own. Now, with the future, you have the Eight of Swords. So let's dive in a little bit further here. Okay. What's really, really great about the Eight of Swords is that you are going to make the commitment. That's it. You're making the commitment. Right? So as you find this balance, you're moving forward in a much more like, that's it, kind of like, I am sacrificing. This is it, you know? And now when I say that, it's the idea of facing things within yourself, you know, within the situations, within everything. And really, it's kind of like stepping up to the plate a little bit, you know? So with that, the one keynote to mention, though, is like it can have a little bit of a freaked out and frustrated kind of energy with it, because it's sort of like
what I've been feeling currently.
Yeah.
I wonder if it was a square, Pluto, Uranus square. Or
yeah, you know, hey, yeah, trust me, that square has been no joke. I've been like a little frothing pit bull out there just to myself going,
yeah, you
know?
You said that you opened up with saying you're feeling aggro, and I was like, yeah, that's me totally.
Yeah.
Like, I'm an Aquarius, and so I was like, I was wondering if that's Mars sitting in there.
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah. So there's a lot of little challenges that we're being presented with, but it's all so that we can do our work. Now, remember, everything that we experience, it's ideal that we take it back to ourselves, not stay stuck in the energy of pointing the finger in the radius. Let people be who they are, and focus on you. Focus on your ego. Focus on your spirit, you know, and have the wisdom and the temperance to know the difference, right? Of when your ego is acting up versus your, you know, allowance of spirit and your self-embodied state. So moving forward, you know, it's going to feel a little, you're going to feel a little blocked, right? But what's really great is that you're making the commitment to get through that energy. You're making the commitment. You're not going to, you know, scour off and go, no, you know, I can't deal with this. You know, it's sort of like, you know, that spirit warrior that's stepping up to really face things.
No, it's like you pointed that out to, like, for me, you wrote a blog post about, like, just being ready to do the spiritual work or whatever you're coming here. Like, this year has been...
Yeah.
That's always been something I've been searching for, like, I guess most of my life. But it's been really highlighted with things that have gone on this year and me dealing with another person. And then, like, just, you wrote a blog post. It was just something about, like, you know, it's just, you gotta can't worry about them or anything else. You got to do what you're here to do. So
Exactly. First, start with ourselves. Then with, you know, as we become more and more self-embodied, then we're able to navigate in the waters, being surrounded by individuals who may or may not be doing their own work, you know? But really it's about, you know, really allowing, doing your work, you know? And then things are gonna get magical, you know? I invite you to tune in for the New Year's episode, because I'm gonna highlight what the numerology has in store for us and what our work is going to be for 2015. So
that's cool.
Yeah. Thank you so much for calling, Steve.
All right, keep up the good work.
All right, much love to you. Bye. Right. Hi, everyone. Okay, so we are down to the last few breaths of the show. Now, before the call, and thank you to Saren, thank you to Steve who called in. This is wonderful. I love it. I love it. I love it. You know, every episode we welcome calls. This moving forward, you know, let's get this in sight already, right? All right. So Yogi Bhajan was highlighting that beyond yourself, there is no companion. Beyond yourself, you have no reality. Beyond yourself, you have no projection. Beyond yourself, you don't exist. Yeah. Any person who expands outside for his or her foundation is sick inside. It's a law which cannot be a lie. It's very true. If you are solid inside, you don't need outside. I'm quoting Yogi Bhajan on this. Then there's a catch 22. When you're solid inside, outside shall come. Because where there's a deity, there's a devotion. Where there's a god, there is Lakshmi. Wealth only comes. Wealth, happiness, prosperity, all this nonsense which you are running around cannot come by running around. Satisfaction cannot come by running around. And these are the facts of companionship. One of the most stupid things people do not recognize is their weaknesses. Learn one thing. One who does not recognize his or her weaknesses can never be strong. Period. There is no way to progress and grow other than first find out, or other than to first find out the depth, the lowest point of you. Then you could start going, doing something towards the highest. The majority of people are mentally crazy. Side note, I love when Yogi Bhajan starts talking like this. I really do. It's like, you are all crazy. I love it. They are numb and insane. And they have put a, it's called a philosophy of camouflage. You are so expert in camouflage as a human that sometimes your wonderful world will not work out. You present a camouflage, a charm. You present a beauty. It's all camouflage. It's all makeup. Makeup, makeup. Makeup against your weaknesses. It is not tracking the weakness. It is not dealing with the weakness. It is covering the weakness. Your entire span of life is used for one purpose: to find the weakness, get to the base of it, pull it out, and install it in the strength. God is with you. In that action, God is your companion. In that action, God is your friend. In that action, God is your reality. You're asking for reality from outside? Guru says, no, it will come. That's N-O, no, it will come. Companionship. All right, my loves, you have been listening to The Master's Playground. I am your dedicated and loyal and humble host, Chrissy Stereo. All right, I'm going to pull a card for the coming week. I think I have a little bit of time to do so. Let's dive into this, okay? So, we're at the portion of the show where I like to ask, what are the energies that we can anticipate for the coming week? We have a serious astrological situation occurring this coming week, which I will cover in the Magi Soundscopes. The new episode will come out on Monday. All right. And if you haven't watched this week's, tune in. You could find it at triplegoddesspro.me. You could also look up Chrissy Stereo on YouTube and find the Magi Soundscopes on my page. All right. So this week's energy, what do we need to know? Oh my gosh, I love it. Okay, and then how do we navigate? 1 second. Oh my goodness, I love it. I love it. Very nice. Okay, the energies for this week, you guys. We are presented. What can we anticipate for this week? The card that we ended up getting is the Page of Cups. Okay. Now with this, we have completed a task. Right? This particular card exhibits the water signs, you know? There's a loving and gentle nature, often artistic or musically inclined in personality. It alternatively means a message sent or received of a loving and spiritual nature. So this is good. I'm feeling like the warm and fuzzy energy. Like we've completed, we've been through something, right? We've achieved something. Sounds like it's a creative endeavor as well. You know, this is the cup of love and sharing poetry, art, or beauty presented to us. It also is the, you know, news for, you know, that's related to birth. So for all you couples out there, you might want to take note a little bit, right? Now, birth has multiple meanings. It means that we are about to give birth to things. This takes me back to our first caller. Okay. So the energies that we can anticipate for this week have a very comforting kind of vibration to it. We are giving birth to something. We've already completed something. I really look at it like the next level in the Super Mario Brothers Nintendo game, right? We're getting to that next level now. Yes, I actually said Super Mario Brothers. All right. And the last card to highlight, we have the Four of Swords. Now, the Four of Swords is communicating how we can navigate the energies that are about to greet us. Okay. So first off, it's already sounding like it's going to be a very comforting experience. But with the major showdown of what's happening astrologically, you know, there are some other things that we're not highlighting just yet. So this is where the navigation card comes into play. So no matter what additional energies are about to greet us this weekend and week ahead, how we navigate, regardless of what it is the Four of Swords. And this is having confidence in what we do. Don't get too lost in the fantasy, right? It's also a card and symbol of meditation and slight withdrawal. Okay? So we're gonna take moments to really check in with ourselves. Yeah. It's a moment of truce when we realize that our challenges are only in our mental universe. Yeah. And the only way out of anything that is coming or, you know, coming for us, it makes it sound like, you know, some sort of intense movie like trailer. The energies, you know, regardless of what the energies are that are, you know, going to greet us this coming week, this is highlighting that the only way to navigate it is to access the realm of spirit within. This is where healing can occur and where transformation can be had, especially as it pertains to the world that we dwell in. All right, my loves. I invite you to visit triplegoddesspro.me. I do have a holiday discount for you or your loved ones.
Yay!
So if Aunt Susie, who's always freaking out, if you feel she needs a reading, I'm here. So good talk. I should get going. All right, you guys. So with that, I'll send you all off with a blessing and a Satnam. May the longtime sun shine upon you. All love surround you. And the pure light within you guide your way on. Satnam. I love you. Bye, guys.
Love yourself. Love each other. The Masters play.